long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. Now, Jesus' words, Jesus' actions, Jesus' teachings, Jesus' healings, Jesus' miracles, His words, His actions, His deeds, His miracles, all testified to His identity as the Son of God, the Messiah. Jesus said, I have told you, my works testify to me, but you do not believe. You do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. You do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. Do you hear the voice of the shepherd today? Do you hear the voice of the shepherd calling to you, calling your name, calling you to believe in him, calling you to follow him, calling you to trust and place your life in his hand? Do you hear the voice of the shepherd calling to you today to come to him? Do you hear the voice of the shepherd? Or do you hear the din of the crowd, the voices of the multitude, the baying of the wolf? Do you hear the voice of the shepherd calling your name? Or do you hear the barking of the wolf? That's a critical question today, my friends. Are you a member of the sheep? Are you a member of the flock of God? Are you one of His sheep? You can know you are if you hear His voice. You can know you are if you hear and recognize His voice. If you believe, if you follow Jesus, you can know you're a member of the flock if you hear His voice, believe, and follow. One of my favorite cartoons is the one where you have the coyote and you have the sheepdog. And the coyote and the sheepdog go and they punch in for the morning on the time clock, and then they go out into the field. And the coyote crouches down to get ready to go after the sheep. And the sheepdog goes up onto the side of the hill, you know, and he has that hair in front of his eyes, so how could he see? I don't know. And he sits there ready as well. And then you hear the time clock little horn go off, and suddenly there goes the coyote running after the sheep. And the sheepdog just sits there. And the coyote goes running up to one of the sheep, grabs the sheep, puts the sheep on his back, and starts to run away with the sheep. And he gets off to the side, takes the sheep off his back, sets it down, then pulls out a napkin, ties it around his neck, pulls out a fork and a knife, and starts sharpening them. As he turns back around, he sees what the sheep is doing. The sheep, meanwhile, has stood up on his hind legs, unzipped the front of his coat, and the sheepdog steps out of the sheep's clothing and then takes the coyote by the neck and goes wham and smashes him down to the ground. My friends, I love that image. I love that image. Because you see, we are the sheep. And quite frankly, we also have an important role as the sheepdog, as the assistant to the great shepherd, Jesus. You see, we hear the voice of the shepherd in many different ways. We hear the voice of the shepherd in Scripture, principally. Most importantly, we hear the voice of the shepherd speaking to us through both the New Testament passages in the Gospels, through the letters of Paul and Peter and James, through the wonderful Acts of the Apostles, through the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. We also hear the voice of the shepherd in the Old Testament, in the prophets, in the Torah. We hear the voice of the shepherd in Scripture. Thank you. We missed you last Sunday. We needed to have the amen signs. Had to tell on. You have it. There you go. We hear the voice of the shepherd in Scripture. We hear the voice of the shepherd in prayer. We hear the voice of the shepherd speaking to us in the great hymns of the church. We hear the voice of the shepherd speaking to us in multiple different ways. But we also hear the voice of the shepherd speaking to us in the voices of our brothers and sisters in Christ. We are called to be the sheepdog of the great shepherd. Sheepdogs in sheep clothing. Helping, guiding, protecting, watching out for each other. It's a wonderful image. And there are many different little vignettes in that cartoon. The coyote goes out to try to steal the sheep, and every time he tries to steal a sheep, the sheepdog has a way of intercepting him. Until finally, at the end of the cartoon, the coyote is staggering, having been beaten to a pulp. Good night, Sam. Good night, Fred. And they go and they punch out and go home. It's not that easy. Satan never punches out. He's always trying. But the good news is that Jesus Christ, the great shepherd, is more powerful than any sheepdog, and he blows Satan away. Thank you. Amen indeed. Oh, my brothers and sisters, listen to what Jesus says here in chapter 10 of John's Gospel. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. We are called to hear the voice of our shepherd. We're called to believe. And these people, these Jews who came to Jesus and said, show us and explain to us, tell us plainly that you're the Messiah. And Jesus had already done so in word and in deed many times. And had they been listening and had they been believing, they would have known that he was the Messiah. But they weren't listening. And they certainly were not believing. We're called to understand the nature of the shepherd, because the danger is real. Satan is out there looking to steal and kill and destroy. He is the wolf, or in the case of the cartoon, the coyote. He is the wolf come to steal the sheep. And unlike the hired hands, Jesus gives his very life for his sheep. Unlike the hired hands, which who Jesus speaks about earlier in chapter 10, Jesus gives his very life for the sheep. Those hired hands run away in the face of the wolf. Jesus protects us. The danger is real, my friends. Apart from his protection, apart from the protection of the shepherd, apart from his death on the cross for our sins, apart from his grace and his real presence within us and with us day by day, apart from his nature as trustworthy, as faithful, we be wolf chow. I don't think we believe it. Oh, I can get along. I don't really need to have any special protection. I'm a pretty good Christian, and I don't think there's any problem or any reason to be afraid. After all, Jesus promises me that I don't have to be afraid. I won't be snatched out of his hand. That's what he says right here at the end of the passage of the reading today. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. So, well, I don't have to be worried. I can just go about my life and enjoy things. I'm safe and secure and don't have to worry about the wolf. Well, if that were the truth, we wouldn't need a shepherd, friends. We wouldn't need a great shepherd to guide us and protect us and teach us and lead us. Jesus wouldn't have talked about the false shepherds who run away at the sign of danger. But he, being the good shepherd, stands there and stays there and literally dies for us so that we need never fear. Jesus wouldn't have gone and talked about the importance of hearing and believing and following if it was simply, oh, well, not to worry. I made my profession of faith, and that's it. I've arrived. Look at me. And we get to go to eternal life. If it were that easy, friends, we wouldn't be confronted day by day by temptations to sin. We wouldn't be confronted day by day by opportunities to step aside and stop acting in faith. We wouldn't be confronted day by day by Satan's temptations to sit back and do nothing and not act in faith and not partake the means of grace and not fellowship and worship together. If it were all done and we didn't have anything to do, no acts of faith, no responses to grace. Oh, we wouldn't have to worry, would we? Jesus spoke at length about the importance of believing, the importance of following Him, the importance of faith, trusting in God and His promises. Jesus spoke at length about the danger of the wolf. Sometimes the wolf in sheep's clothing, but the wolf nevertheless. The good news is that we have a good shepherd. The good news is that we have a good shepherd and we have fellow sheep who watch out for us too, taking on the role of that sheepdog in sheep's clothing. The bad news is that there is a wolf. There is a coyote. There is... Satan exists. He's real, friends. And he seeks to kill and steal and destroy. He's like a ravenous, hungry, starving, eager wolf seeking to snatch you. That's what he wants to do. The good news, in response to that bad news, the good news is that we have a good shepherd. We have a good shepherd. And so long as we continue to believe and to follow, so long as we continue to listen to his voice and believe and follow, we are in his hand and nothing, no Satan, no wolf, nobody can snatch us away. Amen. Some people say, Methodists don't believe in the perseverance of the saints. Oh, yes, we do. Saints persevere. It's when the saints stop being saintly. It's when the saints stop coming in. It's when the saints stop acting in faith. It's when the saints stop praying. It's when the saints stop singing. It's when the saints stop coming to church. It's when the saints stop partaking of the means of grace that they stop being saints. And they start placing themselves outside of the fold. They stop listening to the voice of the shepherd. And when they do that, they enter into risk. The good news is that the hand of the shepherd is always there. The hand of the shepherd is always there. And when you're in his hand, when you're listening to his voice, when you are believing what he says, when you are following him, no one, nothing can snatch you away from him. That word snatch is a future active indicative in this case. And what that means is somebody from the outside reaching in and taking you away by force. Nothing can reach in from the outside and take you away by force. Jesus isn't going to let go. He's not going to turn his hand over and drop you. And nothing can reach in and take you away. But my friends, when we stop listening, when we stop believing, when we stop acting on that belief by following Jesus, we take ourselves out. If that's not the case, then what he says here is meaningless. Listen to this again. Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep." In other words, you can know if you belong to the sheep, if you live in faith, if you believe. If you hear His voice, you are part of His sheep. You do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. If you're not believing, if you're not hearing His voice, if you're not acting on your belief and on the hearing and following Jesus, guess what? You're not one of His sheep. Ooh, that's scary. That's scary. Because I can look at times in my life when I must admit I haven't heard His voice. I haven't believed. And I certainly wasn't acting in faith. I can look at points in my life when I wasn't a member of His flock. And most of us can do the same thing. We can look in our past, we can look in our lives, and we can see and remember a time when we weren't listening, we weren't believing, and we weren't acting on it. My friends, are you listening now? Are you believing now? Are you acting in faith now? Don't be afraid of the wolf if you are. But if you aren't, be very, very afraid. And run. Run to the hand of the Savior. Run to the hand of the Shepherd. Listen. Dig the wax out of your ears if you have to, spiritually speaking. Listen, believe, and act on it. Follow Jesus. If there was nothing to be concerned with, then listening and believing and following would have not been necessary. He wouldn't have even talked about it. But since He did, I think we need to pay attention to what He says. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life. Ooh, that's good news. And they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else. We don't have to fear the wolf because what the Father has given Jesus is far greater than the wolf. Greater is He who is in us than he, it, whatever, she, who is in the world. I know some people say, well, we don't use inclusive language for God, but can we use inclusive language for Satan? And my personal mental image of Satan is usually some beautiful blonde out on the beach in a bikini, friends. Greater is He who is in us than he who is in the world. The Father has given Jesus all power, all authority. We have to listen. Believe and follow. We have to listen, believe, and follow. Are you a member of the sheep? Well, are you listening? Are you believing and are you following? If you are, then yes. And if you're not, clean out your spiritual ears. Dust off your worn out and unused belief and follow Jesus. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church of Sigelville, Texas, and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at First United Methodist Church, 101 South Kaufman Street, Sigelville, Texas, 75159. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.